Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going to be exploring the Toronto Tamil-Aro community.
Okay.
And we're going to be taking a look at their 2024 magazine, which is just chock full of information.
Yeah.
So by the end of this, you should have a really good understanding of not only this community, but right. the impact that they're having both locally and globally.
It's really impressive what they've managed to create.
Yeah.
Especially that sense of belonging. I mean,
yeah.
there are community members
right.
in so many different places.
Yeah. And speaking of their heritage, right? The Tamil language
yeah.
has a history that spans over 2,000 years.
It's incredible.
It's incredible. And the magazine even mentions ancient Tamil inscriptions.
Wow.
Found as far as Sri Lanka, Thailand, Malaysia, yeah. Indonesia. You know, yeah. it really showcases how far-reaching this language and...
It really is a global language.
Cultures.
I think what's really fascinating is how Toronto Tamil-Aro views the Tamil language as more than just a means of communication.
Sure.
They see it as like a powerful unifying force that transcends racial and ethnic boundaries.
Right.
In fact, the magazine actually states this. They say that Tamil language serves as a unifying factor.
Wow.
That transcends racial and ethnic boundaries.
Powerful.
It really is. And it's that shared linguistic heritage
right.
that creates that sense of belonging.
Right. Like you said earlier, that sense of belonging and connection for their community members.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we think about it, language isn't just about the words. It's about
identity.
Sharing that cultural identity and finding a place where you belong.
Absolutely.
That's so important.
Yeah.
So how does this concept of shared identity translate to a community that's spread
right.
across different geographical locations?
That is where their slogan comes in, and their slogan is
okay.
Toronto Tamil-Aro equals global inclusive Tamil community.
Wow. So that global Tamil identity is
yes.
really central to their mission.
Very much so.
And the magazine really highlights how Tamil identity goes beyond just geography.
Mm-hmm.
It thrives due to historical migration, the establishment of diaspora communities.
Yes.
And that influence of Tamil culture extending beyond its origins in India.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there are rich literary traditions, you know,
yeah.
like we were talking about the classic Thirukkural,
uh-huh.
which is a collection of ancient Tamil couplets offering wisdom on ethics and living.
Mm-hmm.
That plays a significant role.
Absolutely. And of course, modern global connectivity helps keep everyone
right up to date.
Connected.
Yeah. So it's almost like there's this invisible thread woven through time and space.
Yeah.
Linking individuals from all walks of life who share this Tamil heritage.
Mm.
And Toronto Tamil-Aro is actively working to strengthen that connection.
We are very active.
And one way they do this is through a dizzying array
yes.
of events.
So many events.
This magazine is like a highlight reel.
Yes.
Showcasing a year packed with celebrations.
Yeah.
And I mean, they have everything from a Women's Day meetup and summer meet and greets to Diwali and Holi celebrations.
That's right.
You can just feel the energy and the enthusiasm
mm-hmm.
that they pour into bringing people together.
And it's not just about the sheer number of events. It's the thought and intention behind them.
Right.
I mean, they're crafting these occasions
yeah.
to be meaningful and create these opportunities for people to connect with each other
mm-hmm.
and experience their shared culture more deeply.
Yeah, like, for instance, their Diwali meetup sounds particularly special.
Uh-huh.
The magazine mentions families bringing homemade sweets to share. I can only imagine.
Oh, yeah.
The delicious aromas filling the room.
Yeah.
There were even children crafting traditional diyas and a Tamil talk show.
It sounds amazing.
They went above and beyond to make it memorable.
They really did. And it's those little details, you know, that really enrich the experience. It becomes more than just attending an event. It's about immersing oneself in the culture.
Absolutely.
Creating lasting memories.
Yeah. And they're not afraid to experiment with new ways of connecting either.
No, they're not.
Take their online cup of coffee series, a women-only meetup hosted every second Friday of the month.
Right.
I was so intrigued when I read about that.
I think that's such a brilliant initiative.
Yeah.
Because it addresses two key needs.
Okay.
Within the community, providing a supportive space for women
uh-huh.
and fostering entrepreneurship.
Okay.
They even promote women entrepreneurs during these meetups,
yeah.
giving them a platform
yeah.
to connect with the community. So it's a testament to Toronto Tamil-Aro's understanding of its members' aspirations.
Yeah. And so, you know, we've talked about how they're passionate about bringing people together,
yeah.
celebrating their heritage. But what about passing on those traditions to future generations?
Yes.
Youth development is a major focus for them as well.
Absolutely. Their dedication to nurturing the next generation is evident in everything they do.
Okay.
From the children's performances at the summer events to the emphasis on cultural pride.
Right.
They are actively fostering a sense of belonging and identity.
Yeah.
In young people.
Yeah. The magazine even quotes them as saying, at the heart of our community lies a deep commitment to nurturing the talents of our next generation.
It's beautiful.
And it's clearly having a positive impact.
Yes.
The magazine talks about the visible growth and talent in their young ones as they embrace their cultural identity.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to see that kind of pride and accomplishment instilled from a young age.
It is.
But their efforts extend beyond just Toronto,
yeah,
don't they?
They do.
They're also doing incredible work in London, Ontario,
mm-hmm.
and specifically focusing on international students.
It's a vital aspect of their work, I think.
Yeah.
Especially considering the challenges
mm-hmm.
that are faced by students who are far from home.
Right.
And might be feeling a bit lost.
For sure.
So Toronto Tamil Argol is providing a crucial support system
right.
that helps these students connect with others who share their language and their culture.
Absolutely. And the magazine actually mentions their goal
yeah.
to create a space where these students could not only find a sense of belonging, but also forge meaningful connections with fellow Tamil speakers in London.
That's great.
And, you know, extending their reach and impact beyond their immediate community
yeah.
really speaks volumes.
It does.
About their commitment to fostering that global Tamil identity.
And it goes beyond just those social events.
Okay.
They're also actively collaborating with local businesses and NGOs in London
uh-huh.
to create that strong network of support.
And a great example of this is their partnership with Pizza Roma in London.
Yeah, that's a fantastic example of their collaborative spirit.
And, you know, their work with the Coat for Kids Drive demonstrates a genuine commitment to social responsibility. So it's clear they're not just focused on celebrating culture, they're actively making a difference in people's lives.
Exactly. Their community thrives
yeah.
because it's built on shared heritage, shared values,
mm-hmm.
and a genuine desire to make a positive impact.
And now we can't talk about Tamil culture without mentioning the Thirukku.
You're right.
Can we?
It's a cornerstone.
It seems like it.
Of their cultural identity.
Yeah.
The Thirukku is a collection of ancient Tamil couplets.
Right.
That offer profound insights into ethics, morality,
mm-hmm.
and the art of living.
Yeah. And it's considered a timeless masterpiece.
It is.
And it's fascinating how Toronto Tamil Argol uses it to connect with their community and promote values that are still relevant today.
Very much so.
And the magazine highlights how Thirukkural and its author Thiruvallavar
yes.
are absolutely integral to Tamil cultural identity.
Right.
It states that the work reflects the values and principles that have been cherished by the Tamil people for centuries, fostering a sense of cultural continuity and pride.
It's incredible how these ancient verses continue to resonate with people today.
Yeah.
Offering guidance and wisdom that transcends time and cultures.
Well, we've covered their philosophy, their dedication to youth development, and even delved into ancient wisdom.
We have.
But this exploration wouldn't be complete without mentioning the incredible range of locations.
Oh, yes.
Where Toronto Tamil Argol is making an impact.
It's impressive.
The magazine highlights events and activities happening in Oshawa.
Okay.
Scarborough, Oakville, Brampton, Hamilton, Windsor.
Wow.
Ajax. It's impressive how far their reach extends.
It is.
And each location kind of brings its own unique flavor to the community.
Yes.
Right? They had a Holi celebration in Durham, which I can only imagine was a vibrant spectacle of colors.
A riot of colors.
Right. And in Scarborough, they hosted a summer evening gathering in a park.
Oh, nice.
Where the scent of delicious food filled the air.
I love that.
So, you know, they're really weaving together the threads of Tamil culture.
Mm-hmm.
With the diverse tapestry of these different communities, creating something truly special.
They've created something special. What stands out to you the most about this community?
You know what I find most striking is their unwavering dedication
yeah.
to fostering a sense of belonging and connection, not just within their own community, but also with the wider world.
Yeah.
They go beyond just celebrating their heritage. They actively create a space where people feel welcomed,
yes.
supported, and empowered to connect with their roots and each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they achieve this in such a tangible way through their events,
yes.
their support systems,
yeah.
and their shared commitment to their heritage.
Yeah. It's a powerful reminder that language and culture can create bonds. that span generations and continents.
Absolutely. And so before we move on, I'd like to leave you with something to consider.
Okay.
What role does your own cultural heritage play in your life and in your community?
Mm-hmm.
How does it shape your identity and your connections with others?
That's a great question to reflect on.
Yeah.
Our cultural heritage is a powerful force, and understanding its influence can lead to a deeper self-awareness and a greater appreciation for the diverse tapestry of human experience.
Wonderful. And with that, we'll take a short break and be back soon.
Okay.
To continue our deep dive into the world of Toronto Tamil Aargau.
Sounds good. And welcome back to our deep dive into the world of Toronto Tamil Aargau.
It's been a truly inspiring journey so far.
It has.
You know, one of the things that keeps jumping out at me is their incredible emphasis on family and inclusivity.
Yes.
It's heartwarming to see how they create events that cater to people of all ages.
You see that clearly in their summer meet and greets.
Right.
They plan games and activities for children.
Right.
Create opportunities for adults to connect and network.
Uh-huh.
And they even provide thoughtful gifts for the little ones.
Wow.
So they're very intentional about fostering an atmosphere where everyone feels welcome and included.
And they go beyond simply entertaining the children.
Yes.
They actively involve them in the cultural celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the magazine mentioned having children craft dayas for Diwali.
That's a beautiful way to pass on traditions.
Right.
And create lasting memories.
For sure.
It's about fostering that sense of cultural continuity and pride from a young age.
Absolutely. And, you know, they have a knack for weaving together tradition and innovation.
They do.
They also have a Tamil fashion show.
Oh, wow.
Which sounds incredibly interesting.
I know, right? It's a fantastic way to showcase the beauty and diversity of Tamil clothing.
Yeah.
And to give talented designers a platform.
Speaking of showcasing talent,
the
magazine has a whole section dedicated to their team.
Right.
And it's clear how much they value the people who make this organization tick.
It's wonderful to see that strong sense of appreciation for everyone involved.
Right.
From the event organizers to the dedicated volunteers.
Yeah. It takes a village, as they say, and they seem to have built a strong and passionate one.
They truly have.
You know, earlier we touched upon Thirukkural.
Yes.
And its importance to Tamil culture.
Mm-hmm.
And the magazine kind of delves a bit deeper into its significance.
Right.
Explaining how it covers such a wide range of topics.
It
offers insights into human behavior, relationships, governance, and much more.
It's considered a timeless masterpiece.
It is.
And it's fascinating how Toronto Tamil Aargau uses it to connect with their community and promote values that are still so relevant in the world today.
And they don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk.
They do.
Let's shift gears a little bit and discuss their Women's Day meetup. Seems like it was a resounding success.
It certainly was.
The magazine describes it as a delightful blend of delicious cuisine and meaningful networking opportunities.
That's lovely.
It sounds like the perfect setting for women to connect, share their stories, and celebrate each other's achievement.
It highlights how essential it is to create spaces
where
women feel valued, heard, and supported.
Absolutely.
Empowerment and inclusivity are clearly
at the core.
At the core of what they stand for. And they put those values into action.
Right.
Their Cup of Coffee series, which we discussed earlier, is a prime example.
Yeah.
It's more than just a social gathering.
Right.
It's a platform for women to build relationships, share experiences, and support each other. However, it does raise the question of how they navigate the potential complexities of creating exclusive spaces within a diverse community.
That's a good point.
Because inclusivity is about embracing everyone.
Right.
So striking a balance between providing that targeted support.
Right.
And maintaining a sense of unity across the entire community is an ongoing process.
For sure.
And it's something that Toronto and Tamil Aargau seem to be mindful of.
Yeah, let's circle back to their work in London, Ontario. It seems like they're putting a lot of energy into supporting international students there.
Yes, they've created a strong initiative to welcome and support these students who may be feeling isolated so far from home.
Right.
So they organize social gatherings, events, and networking opportunities.
Okay.
And this helps these students connect with each other and with the broader Tamil community in London.
It's truly heartwarming to see them extend such a welcoming hand.
It speaks volumes about their commitment to inclusivity.
Right.
And their understanding of the unique challenges that newcomers can face.
For sure. And, you know, they emphasize the importance of collaboration and unity.
Yes.
They see themselves as part of a larger movement to support and uplift Tamil communities worldwide,
right,
not just in Toronto or London.
And what's interesting is how they're using technology to achieve this.
Mm-hmm.
They're actively using social media and online platforms to connect with people and amplify their message.
That makes so much sense in today's interconnected world.
It does.
It's a powerful way to break down those geographical barriers and build a global community.
Exactly. And it's not just about connecting with other Tamil communities.
Mm-hmm.
They're also building bridges with other cultural groups.
They are.
They actively participate in events like holy celebrations.
Right.
And promote interfaith dialogue, fostering understanding and respect across cultural and religious lines.
And their description of the holy celebration in Durham as a riot of colors and a day of pure fun and camaraderie.
I love that.
It really paints a vivid picture.
It does.
It's wonderful to see them embracing the diversity of their surroundings and finding ways to celebrate those various cultures.
Absolutely. Their Diwali meetup sounds equally festive.
It does.
Families bringing homemade sweets, children crafting diyas, a Tamil talk show.
It's amazing.
It's heartwarming how much thought and effort they put into creating these events.
You know, they have a knack for striking a balance between preserving their cultural heritage and embracing the richness of the diverse communities they're a part of. And speaking of embracing different aspects of their community, let's talk about their efforts to support local businesses.
Okay.
Their partnership with Pizza Roma in London is a great example.
It's a wonderful example of how they foster mutually beneficial relationships with entrepreneurs.
Right.
It benefits both the business and the community.
For sure.
And they also actively promote small businesses through their events, offering them a platform to connect with potential customers and showcase their products and services.
And their support goes beyond just economics.
Yes.
Their work with the Coat for Kids Drive and other NGOs showcases their commitment to giving back to the community.
Absolutely.
And making a positive impact beyond cultural celebrations.
It's inspiring to see how they live up to the values of social responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So deeply embedded in Tamil culture, they are truly embodying the spirit of Thirukkural.
Now let's talk about their dedication to preserving and promoting Tamil culture.
Okay.
They have a section in the magazine dedicated to traditional music and dance, specifically mentioning the significance of the parai drum.
Ah, the parai drum.
Yes.
It's more than just a musical instrument.
Right.
It's a powerful symbol of Tamil heritage.
Yeah.
The magazine describes it as a tool for social cohesion, historical resilience, and artistic expression.
Wow.
It's fascinating how they use music and dance to connect with their roots and pass on their traditions to younger generations.
It's a beautiful way to bridge the gap between generations to keep those traditions alive.
And they also highlight the beauty and cultural significance of the Tamil sari.
Yes.
Describing it as a symbol of Tamil identity and tradition.
The sari is such a stunning and elegant garment.
It is.
It's wonderful how they celebrate its beauty and cultural importance.
And you know, Toronto Tamil Argyle deeply values family and togetherness.
It seems like it.
What really stood out to me were those descriptions of their family picnics.
Okay.
And potluck get-togethers.
Yeah.
They seem like such genuine and joyful occasions.
They do. The magazine describes these events as creating a warm and inclusive environment.
Yes.
Where families can connect, share delicious meals, and build lasting memories.
It's all about fostering those personal connections.
Right.
To strengthen the community.
They've mastered the art of creating a sense of belonging that extends beyond formal events and celebrations. You know, weaving it into the fabric of their everyday lives.
They've truly created something special. And I think one quote from the magazine perfectly captures their spirit.
Let's hear it.
It says, the universe is friendly to those who dream and work.
I love that.
It speaks to their optimistic outlook and their belief in the power of collective action.
It's a beautiful reminder that we can achieve incredible things when we work together with purpose and passion.
Absolutely. Now, in the final part of our deep dive, let's hear the voices of the individuals who make this community so extraordinary.
Right.
We'll delve into personal stories and experiences
okay.
that bring Toronto Tamil Argyle's work to life.
That sounds like a wonderful way to conclude our journey.
It does.
After all, it's the people who make a community truly special.
Yes.
So stay tuned as we explore the heart and soul of Toronto right. Tamalogal. And welcome back for the final part of our deep dive into the world of Toronto Tamalogal.
I'm so glad we get to hear from individuals in this community.
And as we wrap up this exploration, you know, I'm really struck by how much their magazine emphasizes the individual voices.
Absolutely. It's those personal stories and perspectives that truly bring their work to life.
And one of the things that really stood out to me as we were exploring the magazine was the sheer number of people who are actively involved in making this community thrive.
Amazing.
It's not just a handful of dedicated organizers.
Right.
It's like this collective effort driven by this shared passion.
It really is.
And, you know, they have quotes from community members, volunteers, and even local politicians who have been touched by the work of Toronto Tamalogal.
I love that.
It creates this beautiful tapestry of voices and experiences.
It does.
Giving you a sense of the far-reaching impact that they're having.
And there's this one particularly poignant message that comes from their president, who emphasizes the vital role of love and virtue in building a strong and impactful community.
Okay.
He even quotes a verse from Thukural that says, "A household rooted in love and virtue naturally blossoms with good character and usefulness."
That is such a powerful sentiment.
It is.
You know, it speaks to the heart of their philosophy, going beyond simply celebrating culture, but focusing on building a community that embodies those positive values and strives to make a difference in the world.
Absolutely. And their actions speak louder than words.
For sure.
They have a section highlighting their work in London, Ontario, where they're actively supporting both Tamil families and international students.
Wonderful.
It's heartwarming to see how they extend their reach to ensure everyone feels welcomed and supported.
Yeah. And there's a quote from a community member in London that really resonated with me.
Right.
They said, "These events have created a warm and inclusive environment for families in London, Ontario, to connect from the far end of the cities, share delicious meals, and create lasting memories."
That's so lovely.
And it's incredibly touching to see how they're fostering that sense of belonging.
Yeah.
Especially for those who may be far from their extended families and support networks.
It's creating a home away from home.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not just about the organized events.
Right.
It's about the individuals who dedicate their time and energy to making it all happen.
And they have this great quote from a volunteer who captures this spirit. She says, "Their dedication and enthusiasm have breathed life into our initiatives."
Wow.
"Making them more impactful than we ever imagined."
That is so powerful.
It's a reminder that even small acts of service can have a ripple effect.
For sure.
Inspiring others and creating a wave of positive change.
Absolutely. And they also showcase stories.
Yes.
From entrepreneurs who have directly benefited from Toronto Tamalogal's support. One entrepreneur mentions how the organization has provided them with a platform to showcase their products and services.
It's wonderful how they champion entrepreneurship within their community, offering that support and resources that help these businesses grow and thrive.
Absolutely. And, you know, it goes beyond social and cultural support.
Right.
It's about economic empowerment as well.
Exactly.
So they're really taking a holistic approach to community building.
They are.
Now let's delve into a few specific events that stood out. In this section, their description of a Diwali celebration in Mississauga sounds absolutely magical.
It does, doesn't it?
They paint a picture of families coming together, sharing homemade sweets, children crashing traditional diyas, and even having a Tamil talk show.
Wow.
It sounds like a celebration filled with joy, tradition, and a deep sense of connection.
It does. And their holy celebration in Durham sounds equally vibrant and full of life.
I can only imagine.
They talk about people of all ages coming together to celebrate with colors, music, and laughter.
And it really speaks volumes.
It does.
About their commitment to embracing diversity and creating a space where everyone feels welcome to celebrate their own cultural traditions as well as those of others.
And their dedication to supporting international students in London is truly commendable.
It is.
They talk about providing a space for these students to connect with others who share their language and culture, easing the transition and making them feel less isolated.
It's such a vital initiative.
It is.
Especially in today's increasingly interconnected world, mm-hmm. creating a welcoming and supportive environment
yes.
for newcomers can make all the difference.
They can.
As they navigate a new place and culture.
Absolutely.
Well, as we come to the end, yeah. our deep dive mm-hmm. into the world of Toronto Tamil Argal.
Yes.
I'm left with this profound sense of admiration for the work that they do.
Me too.
You know, their unwavering commitment mm-hmm. to fostering a sense of belonging,
right.
celebrating their heritage, wow. and making a positive impact is truly inspiring.
It's a testament to what can be achieved when people come together.
Absolutely.
With shared values, a passion for their culture, and a desire to make a difference.
It has been a privilege
it has.
To explore their world.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope our listeners feel equally inspired by their story.
I hope so, too.
As we wrap up, I'd like to leave you with a final thought to carry with you.
Okay.
Take a moment to reflect on the communities that you're a part of, whether they're based on shared heritage, common interests,
yeah.
or simply a desire to make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm.
How can you contribute to creating that same sense of belonging,
right.
support, and positive impact that we've witnessed
yes.
with Toronto Tamil Argal?
That's a wonderful point to end on.
Remember, even the smallest actions
uh-huh.
can create ripples of positive change.
They can.
Thank you for joining us
mm-hmm.
on this incredible journey.
It was my pleasure.
Into the heart of the Toronto Tamil Argal community.
Thank you, Anjito.